KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Well, did the proverbial snake slither in and snake bite us?
Could. We've not heard from our interview subject.
That's what it sounds like to me.
As of yet.
The snake bit Hardline.
What did I do?
No, not you.
We're getting stiffed again.
By Rick Derringer.
Well, there's a D-level guest.
Stop the presses there, huh?
Rick Derringer.
We can't get him on.
I had to ask Danny who he was.
He's the rock and roll hoochie coo guy.
He's the hang-on sloopy guy. What band was that, Mike?
Hey,
do we
have Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo Psycho? Bone plays that.
Look is up. He the guitar guy in that, or is he the singer?
Singer. Oh, what, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo?
Yeah.
It's his song.
What a beating.
This guy's stiffing us.
Yeah!
Come on, girls!
That's a day for me, man.
A day?
You know what I think about every time I hear this song, Rhines?
What?
You remember Spencer's Corner, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The first time I ever walked into that place, ever, this song was playing.
Some band was up there playing this song,
No,
right?
It was just, they just had it rolling on tape or something. The first time I ever walked in there, I was like 15 years old, and they were playing this song. And every time I hear this song, I think about those glorious days when I was 15 years old and happy.
Back when life was fun.
Oh, back when life was so much fun and so much easier. And
now look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Shorts.
You know what I think of every time I hear this song?
A day?
A shotgun to your balls?
I think of the many, 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 many times I've sung this son of a bitch.
Oh, jeez.
your band did this? All your bands
just
played
about
it?
About every band I was in did this, and I always sung it.
Well, won't you sing along right quick?
Yeah. No.
Jump come on, I want to hear it. Come on.
I forgot the words.
No, you didn't forget the words to any song. Come on, Ron, sing a little bit of this.
I forgot how. I can't sing.
Yes, you can.
That's not like
you're the lead
come
singer
on.
Of a band.
Here, start it over. Start it over. Let's hear him scream in the beginning.
I didn't do that.
Come on, here
come
it
on,
is.
Mike.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
And I'm not going to do the rest of it.
Come on, sing. Come on, sing it, Ron. Everybody wants to hear you sing this.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Look out! Is that what he says?
I think
look
he said,
out!
Come on, Ron, sing it.
He said, what call?
I forgot.
Start it over. Let's see if we can get that in the right place.
Listen.
This guy won't come on with us.
Oh, I'm so hoping he does so everybody has to change of direction all of a sudden.
Well, hey, Rick.
Phones now, Grego.
Great to have you on.
You know, I'd give one day out of my life to not hear your coochie coo song.
I hope we get him on and y'all can have a sing-off, Ron, who can sing it best. You might be a better singer than him.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm kind of disappointed. What? I was looking forward to talking to the guy.
What did you have for him?
I was just looking forward to finally booking a guest.
He is a very well-thought-of guitar player who has been a sideman for a lot of guys. He's played on Steely Dan records. He's played with a lot of people.
Has he?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, do me a favor.
Yeah.
See if we can get Turley booked for 6:10.
We can't.
See if we can get Turley on.
You know what? All he would have to do is put on the headset and turn on his mic. That's it. And I can't get it done. I am the worst producer in the world.
Look,
maybe we can get Mike Middleton on here at 5:50 today, you think?
Is Mike Ray Davies out there?
Yeah, Mike Ray Davies is out here. You think he'll come on at 5:50?
Why the hell no? Why would he?
Not if I try and book him.
Now, Danny, what was that? Tell everybody what Rick Derringer's handler was telling you about how this is a done deal.
Oh, 4:50, done deal, 4:50 sharp, book it 150%. He is good to go.
And Let me tell you something.
I gave her three phone numbers, the hotline, the guest line, my cell phone,
Nothing.
And nothing's happening on any of them, huh?
Nothing.
Rick Derringer
this guy.
Yeah, this guy. Listen
he
to
that. He's spiraled into the toilet.
That's not pretty good guitar like work.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what, Danny?
He can play.
What?
What?
You can get him on tomorrow because you'll be out at the guitar show.
Is oh, I'm that sure. Oh, there's no question he'll come on to the Fractured Rant tomorrow. But to come on to the Sports Talk Show of the Year, no, we can't get anybody on.
God.
Don't you think that his career is spiraling out of control? I mean, he wrote this song, was probably thinking, what year is it, 72, 3, 4, 5?
Something.
He was thinking, man.
Actually, this song was recorded by Johnny Winter when he played with Johnny Winter before he did it.
Oh.
I'll bet he made enough money off this song right here that to live comfortably the rest of his life.
So he probably wrote this song in the 60s sometime.
So he wrote this?
Yeah.
But Johnny Winter recorded it.
Yeah, Johnny Winter recorded it first. Rick Derringer played with Johnny Winter for a while, and Johnny Winter recorded it first.
Let me tell you something, Greg.
Hammer.
He didn't make enough money off this to last the rest of his life.
I bet he did.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing guitar shows.
He's got to do something.
Not if he made enough money to last the rest of his life.
I bet those guys like doing guitar shows.
I bet they do, too. I mean, what else is he going to do? He's probably rich. He's probably got everything paid for, and he's bored. And go out, and they'll pay him $4,000 or $5,000, fly him first class, put him up in a hotel, and all he's got to do is go out and play guitars and look at, you know, meet other guitar players.
I don't know, man. I don't know if this guy's got a lot of money. He might be staying at a Super 8.
I'm not saying that he's living in some castle in England like Robert Plant, but I'm betting that he made enough money that he doesn't have to work.
I bet you he has to, like when he goes to these things, whatever handler picks him up, they have to go straight to the Walmart to buy a tube of paste.
What kind of paste?
Who'd that happen to?
A flock of seagulls.
What's George's?
The fix,
yeah.
What kind of paste?
Joe Lecce had to drive him to Walmart, as he put it, he goes, or Turley or someone, and the singer was like, can we stop in and get a tube of paste? Toothpaste!
Well, they talk different in England. Don't get all over them about that.
Well, I'm just saying, it was just very sad. Very sad.
Why?
I'm
because
sure Rick Derringer's life isn't that great.
They need toothpaste also. And just because you're rich and famous, your toothpaste doesn't magically appear.
Hey, I salute that guy for getting his own paste.
And they don't have any in Britain anyway. Good point. Got to come to the States to get it.
Well, we were going to have a hell of an interview with Rick Derringer. Rock and roll hoochie-coo man.
Instead, we interviewed each other.
Right. Instead, that just went right down the toilet.
Why us? Why? What is the deal, Ryan? Why can't we get this done? I know Danny did his job. I know he followed up.
Maybe I'm jinxed.
I mean, I know it's not...
I think people just don't like Danny.
Could be true.
You know, I've heard him on the phone, and he's pretty easy to deal with, pretty pleasant.
They might not like you, Michael.
Oh, like Rick
Derringer
knows us.
We're not talking about me.
Mike Reiner.
We're talking about you.
No, we're not.
As the front man for this show, they might not like him.
Like Cat was fun to deal with.
Well, you know what?
Boy, what a great point.
It's not like we had a lot of guests when Cat was there. We got stiff when he was there, too.
I think he was blowing out the walls with guests.
I think people have got the word. They just don't like you two.
Maybe that's it. It's got to be something.
The hard line.
Yeah, the only thing that hasn't changed on this show is you.
And, Ryan, you could have told him that you were thinking about doing a McCoy's tribute band, putting that together.
Other things.
It might not help that Danny, I've heard him leave messages for guests and PR people. He starts everything out with, hey, this is Deep Dish Danny, and ends it with kick it, and he slams the phone down.
Do not.
I think that kind of upsets people when he does that.
Oh, boy.
Well, once again, we must apologize to the P1s.
Wait for wasting that whole segment there.
We promised you Rick Derringer because Rick Derringer was promised to us, but...
It didn't happen.
Once again, we did not deliver with a guest.
All right, we'll do some E-News next, assuming Rick Derringer doesn't call in this break.
Oh, I think he's missed his window, hadn't he?
There's no question. I will hang up on him.
A movie being made about an extremely dead rocker live from New York.
On the ticket.